To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by ReliefFactor.com. I would like to talk to you about doing something about your aches, pain, and inflammation. Relief Factor is a 100% natural, research-based formula that was created to help combat the root causes of inflammation, which is the body's natural inflammatory response function that can cause aches and pains from exercise, overexertion, aging, even everyday living. It's a powerful and unique combination of botanical ingredients and fish oil, and it's now trusted by many thousands in our audience to provide ongoing relief from their back, neck, shoulder, hip, and knee discomfort, including general muscle aches and more. This is an email we got from Ariana, a fan of the show in Biloxi, who listens on TuneIn. She writes, and I quote her, "My husband Alex turned me on to RM World Travel earlier this year. We carpool together. I enjoy the show, but it's the Relief Factor that I'm totally into and can't say thank you enough for promoting such an amazing product. I had a severe car accident several years ago, and lasting impact is regular discomfort in my lower back and legs. Well, no more. It's why I say you're a godsend, and I just went dancing the other night with my gal pals and felt like I was back in college. Keep telling everyone about it. Relief Factor works without side effects or bad drugs," unquote. Well, thank you, Ariana. Now try it for yourself. All you got to do is go to ReliefFactor.com and order your three-week quick start pack for just $19.95. You can start feeling better in 3 weeks or less. And every day you feel better is a day you live better and maybe even go travel more. ReliefFactor.com or find a link at direct link. Find a direct link at RM World Travel by looking under sponsors. Well, at 47 stories, it was the world's tallest hotel when it opened in 1931. It hosted guests that included every U.S. president from Herbert Hoover to Barack Obama until it closed for renovation 8 years ago. It's said to have invented a salad named after it, Eggs Benedict, red velvet cake, and the Rob Roy cocktail. There's a long list of other firsts. I speak, of course, of the Waldorf Astoria on Manhattan's Park Avenue. For our Right Stuff segment today, we've got a guest who knows so much about it that he's written an entire book on it. David Freeland is an author and historian, specializing in architecture, music, and culture. And his newest book is called American Hotel, The Waldorf Astoria and the Making of a Century. And his timing is impeccable, as the completely renovated hotel just reopened in mid-July. David, welcome to the show. According to the book, you first became fascinated by the place 31 years ago, right?
That's right, Rudy. Thanks for having me. Yes, I walked around, and what was remarkable about the hotel is how open the managers were, you know, in letting anybody kind of get in and explore. And I was just amazed by the beauty of the spaces and the quality of the architecture.
Opulence. All right, there's a whole long list of firsts that this hotel introduced to the hotel world. Do you want to list some of them? I've got a list, and if you miss anything, I'll throw in a couple more.
Well, certainly. One of the biggest firsts was the fact that the Waldorf Astoria was one of the first hotels at the time to have a ballroom large enough to host really big events and conferences. That was one big first. It's been credited as being the first to as being the inventor of the concept of room service. Mm-hmm. That's one. It was also unique early in its history in that it employed female chefs. That's something that was not very common at the time.
It had private bathrooms. It had phones in every room. It had central heating. It was totally electrified. It had room call buttons. It was amazing at the time, wasn't it?
Yes. Well, everything about the hotel was designed to kind of look toward the future. In many ways, because the hotel had already existed, there was an earlier Waldorf Astoria. Mm-hmm. On Fifth Avenue, and then that closed in 1929. The current one opened in 1931, as you said, and the idea was to honor the traditions of the old hotel, but also to look toward the future and to invent new traditions.
And that second Waldorf Astoria that opened in 1931 was on Park Avenue, which was not the location of the previous one. This was a very big deal on Park Avenue where it was built. Gosh, there's so much to talk about it. The interesting thing about your book, I want to point this out because we have very limited time for this interview. Helped by the fact you're a historian, I think. You tell the story of the Waldorf Astoria and you tell the story of America from not allowing single women into the hotel or the bar at times, not allowing couples who weren't married to have separate rooms sometimes. The civil rights movement, prohibition. Your book covers all that in the context of the hotel. I think it's a fascinating way to tell the story of American history.
Well, thank you very much. Well, what I learned the most in researching had to do with the role of hotels within 20th century American life, in that hotel managers very much saw themselves as social leaders. They were always looking outward. And I think that's the ethic that most informs so many of the Waldorf's advances.
It's, I mean, there's a legendary PR guy named Edward Bernays. Bernays is an idol in the PR world. He was first hired to do PR for the hotel. That was amazing to me.
Another first, because it was very rare at the time.
Yeah, and it invited a black singer and actress, Dorothy Dandridge, to perform. She was so nervous, and it was such a short notice that she put it off a year, but eventually in 1955 did perform. It was a very big deal.
That's right, extremely so, because at that time, the big hotel showrooms, like the Empire Room, were very hard for performers of color to break into.
Well, the landmarks at this hotel, well, we close this out by telling you the hotel just reopened after being totally renovated for 7 or 8 years by a Chinese company, which now owns it. It used to be owned by Hilton. David Freeland is the author of American Hotel, The Waldorf Astoria and the Making of a Century. It's a fascinating book that includes history and an amazing world of hotels. David, thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks very much for having me, Rudy.
We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.